Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the line right now is Town Councilman Eugene Hart. Eugene, when you hear that, it's the sentiment of a lot of people living in West Seneca this morning. How do you respond?
Well, to think that we don't care and that we want a 8.5% increase is crazy. It was a very difficult decision for us, but the town has to continue to operate, unfortunately. Unfortunately, we have costs that, much to our surprise, soared. When you talk about workman's compensation and you talk about health care, unfortunately, that makes up a large percentage of that tax increase. And I think if we didn't do that, then we'd be faced with other problems. Streets couldn't be plowed. We couldn't pay. We unfortunately have to pay overtime when it's going to snow, for example, this weekend. It's just costs that we're constantly facing. Our costs go up every year, just like everybody else's. I mean, you have to pay your electric, you have to pay your gas, you have to pay your employees.
Yeah, but residents aren't seeing an 8% raise in their salaries. You know, that Sue McEnany who spoke, she was asking each official there how much of a raise they received. Should raises have been given out when the town was looking at such a steep tax increase?
The department has received a 2% raise increase. Their contracts with the town follow the white-collar agreement. We just had a settlement with the white-collar employees late last year, and all of the department heads received a 2% increase.
Could this situation have been handled better? We reached out to Sheila Meegan to join us this morning. She declined, and yesterday a lot of people pointing at her saying she was a little dismissive of a lot of the concerns that were presented. Could it have been handled better if maybe there was, I don't know, more of an outreach, an ear lent, or at least the appearance of one?
Well, what I'm proposing to do is create a budget review committee or commission, whatever you want to call it, consisting of citizen volunteers who would take part in the budget process, look at the numbers, look at what we're attempting to do, and make proposals back to us. Say, so more citizen input, I think, is the way you need to go in government today. And we're going to take a very close look at it. We may follow the Chief Tawaga model. I know they instituted it last year. And I'm proposing that we do a budget committee or commission this year to assist the supervisor or advise the supervisor during the budget process, help us develop our budget. And it also, I think, gives the citizens a better understanding of the pressures we're always under. We can't control what happens with health care, for example. We had a very bad year where we had, I believe the number was 14 employees who had significant health care issues, so therefore our rates go up dramatically when that happens.
But what about Sheila Meegan, though, the supervisor? Are you disappointed in any way in her actions and her leaving that meeting without any access to reporters?
You know, that's something you have to address with Mrs. Meegan. I make myself available, and I'm making myself available to you to attempt to clarify and answer questions. She feels differently. I'm not going to judge her on it. It's a difficult position to be in. She receives an awful lot of criticism, and I would rather not, comment on that. That's her decision to do what she does, and I do what I do to try to help people understand where we're going and what the problems are and what we face.
When will these rates be revisited?
when you say the rates, I assume you're talking about the increase.
Yes.
In the tax rate. It'll be revisited with our next budget.
What's the likelihood of it changing when that happens?
I can't predict what the future is. I certainly couldn't predict, what happened with health care and with the other cost in the town that had increased, especially the workman's compensation. And you just can't predict those because they're all based on whether or not, in the system we're in, whether or not the employees use those benefits.
Do you think town government is bloated?
Do I think town government is bloated?
Yes.
I'd be interested in making more of a study. I mean, this sounds like a political answer, I guess, but is it? I think we could be smaller. Unfortunately, you realize that in our blue-collar unit, we do have minimum staffing. That was something that this board inherited. And we can't leave vacancies, for example, to let the fund balance replenish itself to allow cost savings. So we can't reduce the size of the staff in those departments. We can do that in other departments. We've cut our white-collar unit in half. They used to have 70 employees. Now they have 39. We're taking a close look at our police department. We do have some retirements that have come up recently, and we've chosen to leave those positions vacant for the time being. And it doesn't seem there's no apparent impact on our police protection. The police department is larger than it was, say, 30 or 40 years ago, when we had the Seneca Mall and we had a lot of other different types of businesses that put a strain on police protection. So now we're smaller. We're looking at it. We're not saying that we're not going to fill those positions eventually. We may in the future, but for the time being, at least we have the flexibility of saving approximately $250,000 in taxes this year, and we'll do that. And then we'll revisit next year whether or not these positions should be filled, or if we can afford to fill them.
All right, that is Eugene Hart, West Seneca Town Councilman. We appreciate the time. You can hear that interview on demand and, of course, see scenes from yesterday's meeting online at WBEN.com.
Yeah, one of the most raucous town board meetings in recent memory anywhere in Western New York.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.